Page 1, Editor's Page, Judy Wilkinson. In his June eForum article, Will There Ever Be a Unified, Organized Blind Movement, as Mitch Pomerantz neared the end of his presidency, he thoughtfully wrote about whether there ever could or should be a single organization of the blind. Perhaps it was that article that got me thinking, or perhaps the sad losses the beloved individuals reported on in this issue, or the strategic planning the board has been undertaking, or the statements I've been writing for the candidates page, or perhaps my approaching 70th birthday. But I've been thinking of whether the California Council of the Blind can survive at all. The average age of our members steadily rises. As is usual in most organizations, the 80-20 rule applies. 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And the 20%, and I include myself here, are burning out. I have been a member of the council in all its iterations from my UC Berkeley student days in the early 1960s. I have left the organization and returned several times. I left for different reasons. I was personally insulted and humiliated by the president. I felt my talents weren't recognized. Too many large fish egos needed to be massaged in this little organizational pond. I had other overriding commitments. I was burned out. I was tired. Page 2. What follows may seem like a digression, but bear with me. From the time I was a little girl, my mother would listen to the broadcasts from the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday afternoons, brought to us by Texaco, with the mellifluous voice of the great Milton Cross. I didn't think I was paying much attention, but I must have been, because when I first had my own apartment as a junior in college and designated Saturday afternoon as cleaning day, I had the vague feeling I was supposed to be doing something. That Saturday afternoon meant what? It meant tuning in the opera. I told everyone I was mopping with Milton. I didn't always listen to the whole performance, but the music was in my bones. Just like the council is in my bones, I always came back. Dr. Jacobus Tenbreck was always in my head, making me feel guilty. From those early days when I asked him why the hell I should bother wasting my valuable time I persuaded myself I was taking away from studying, joining a bunch of old blind fogies at boring meetings, because you were supposed to be doing something meaningful for blind people. I'm not sure he ever used these words other than in my head. Page 3. Because who in hell do you think you are, assuming the things you take for granted were just handed to you? I learned lots of history. I came back this last time in 2009 when we moved permanently back to California. There was just something I was supposed to be doing. I'm beginning to see some of the danger signs. I'm sometimes, not often, angry with President von Pomerantz, to whom this will come as no surprise, and for whom, let me hasten to add, I have enormous respect, and who in fact does recognize and utilize my talents and abilities. I hate boring meetings, those big fish egos. I want to do other things with my remaining time. I'm burning out. I'm tired. I feel strongly the organization must change or wither away, and at nearly 70, me, not the CCB, I'm panicking about its health. But one thing I know for certain, there will always be a need for some entity like the CCB. It may not. In fact, I think it should not keep its current form. It may not be recognizable in new transformations, but since we always need to work to enhance the rights of people who are blind or visually impaired, we will always need some form of the California Council of the Blind, and even if at some point I decide to go away, I will always return. There's just something I'm supposed to be doing.